The trouble with being tiny, say chickadee size, weighing only as much as 4 pennies, is that you're stuck with a tiny brain. Chickadees can live 12 years, and during every one of those 12 winters, they have to memorize a whole new set of hiding places where they stash away food supplies, and they must learn the habits of a whole new flock of acquaintances that they'll hang out with for that season. Now, we humans are used to lugging around a heavy 3-pound brain, which has enough memory storage space to deal with our year-to-year needs. But our brain has the unfortunate limitation that it simply cannot grow new neurons to replace old ones. The neurons that carry outdated, sometimes worthless memories hang around in our heads like so much dead weight. And I personally resent the fact that while I have trouble remembering the names of people I've just met, I can still recite every word of the theme song to the Beverly Hillbillies. Chickadees don't have the luxury of wasting their valuable memory storage space on stuff they might as well forget the following year. You can only fit so many neurons into such a tiny brain. So chickadees have a wonderful ability that we humans can only dream of. They actually grow huge numbers of brand new neurons in the hippocampus, the part of the brain responsible for memory, throughout the year, throughout their entire lives. And the neuron turnover happens at an especially amazing rate during autumn, right when chickadees need to memorize vast amounts of new information to survive the winter. The most curious thing about this extraordinary ability is that chickadees kept in captivity and provided plenty of food throughout the year regenerate their brain cells at only half the rate of free-ranging chickadees, though they still grow plenty of new brain cells from year to year, which is more than we humans can say. This means that the individual chickadees can grow new brain cells to accommodate new memories whenever the need arises. Imagine if university students could grow whole batteries of neurons while preparing for exams. The bird brain neurobiologists who figured out all this come from Rockefeller University in New York and Tel Aviv University in Israel, and they hope their research on chickadee brain cell regeneration will eventually provide us humans with strategies for combating paralysis and neurodegenerative disorders like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases. Many other neurobiologists are less optimistic, figuring that although this work is interesting, chickadee brains are way too different from ours for the research to be applicable to humans. For me, the magic of this kind of research remains, even if it never has any applications for humans. I hardly ever look at a chickadee without marveling at how its bright eyes seem to look at the world as ever exciting and new. Of course, the individual chickadees that were subject to the experimenter's scalpels probably didn't look quite so bright as they donated their brains to science, but at least the research proves how truly special and unique chickadees are. Perhaps it's the chickadee brain, ever fresh and new, that keeps the chickadee's outlook so cheerful and optimistic. Even beyond physiology, we humans could learn a few lessons from them. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.